Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
Keep cool out there, folks. It's going to be a hot one.
We the people love summer baseball. The food is over the top. The cheers come from the chest. We came with friends, but we met new ones. We have seats, but we're standing. They say it's anyone's game, but from what we can see, it's everyone's. Baseball for the people.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm ready. I have never been more ready. That is Georgie. Does our top of the hour theme songs when we can get to them. You can follow him on social media, Georgie Music, JORGMUZIK. Speaking of music, I was looking at the show sheet. Beck is 56 years old today.
That's your boy.
I don't like Beck.
Yeah, but anytime Beck can be brought up on the show, you always seem to dive into Beck.
Really?
Yeah.
I think Loser is a terrible song. And everyone loves that song. It's just I don't get the appeal to it. But I do get shocked sometimes when I see the age. Like, Beck, to me, it's why I didn't think, like, when you said yesterday, oh, the LeBron decision, it's 16 years old. You know, as you get older, everything seems to have happened just, oh, I see Crowder is signing in from a closet.
Hey.
What happened to you?
I love you guys.
What happened to your life? You are in a literal closet. There are t-shirts hanging on hangers behind you.
Is that an Elvis Presley?
Yeah.
Picture frame behind you?
Yeah, I'm in NFL films.
Everybody thinks that you live the life of, you know, but everybody thinks, and this is what I think is funny, like people listen to radio and they go, oh, that's like, how great is that? There are times, no joke, where I'll finish a segment and the segment is like universally beloved and there's text, oh my God, Hawk, you're so amazing, this is so funny or whatever. And then we go to commercial break, and I have to go clean up cat throw up in the hallway. And I have to do it within 5 minutes to get back for the next segment. And I think people think, like, it's so glamorous. And, you know, you're out there. I don't know who you're interviewing for the pivot, but I'm sure it's a big-name guest. That's generally who you guys get. But now you're going to sit down and do radio from when I say a closet, he's in an actual closet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I say, I got to do radio. Oh, we heard here. Come here. There's no windows in here, man. I'm a window guy. I like windows.
That's crazy.
But yeah, I'm in a closet.
Yeah, you definitely are. There's there's no way around it. Yeah. Anyway, Beck is
not glamorous.
Beck is 56 years old today. Who else is? Who is Virgil van Dijk?
You're joking, right?
No.
He is the captain of Liverpool. He played for Netherlands as well as the captain of Netherlands.
The Beatles? He was in the Beatles?
Yep. He's the sixth member of the Beatles.
All right.
Solana then got real happy with the soccer stuff.
Yeah, man.
I mean, Virgil van Dijk,
honestly never heard of him.
He's a Dutch soccer player. He's arguably one of the biggest athlete stars in the world.
No, stop no. it. Virgil no. van Dijk.
Virgil van Dijk. Is infinitely more popular than like 99% of the athletes in the United States.
No.
Globally.
I'm going to say, without knowing who he is, and this is going to infuriate you, mm-hmm. I'm going to say Virgil van Dijk is not one of the most popular, not one of the top 50 most popular athletes in the world.
Okay. No.
So,
guaranteed.
Captain of Liverpool has won a Champions League, won the Premier League as the captain of Liverpool, one of the biggest clubs in the world, and is the Dutch captain who just played in the World Cup. You don't think he's a top 50
no.
athlete in the world no. in terms of popularity?
Correct.
Okay. His
name's Virgil.
Mr. 305.
Dale.
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 God bless. Dale.
Dale.
I may have to take it back because I just got a text from my son. VVD is in my top five.
This dude has aura. He's the captain of Liverpool, bro. Like, what are we doing?
If how many DJ's, times are you going
to
say
if
that?
If DJ's saying he's in his top five, then I have to reassess what I didn't even think he was the most popular Virgil.
You know another Virgil?
The wrestler. There was a wrestling manager. Who is that,
yeah,
Jimmy?
with the Million Dollar Man.
Yeah, Virgil. Was the guy's name was Virgil, right?
Yeah, Virgil.
Yeah.
And then the 40-year-old Virgil? That's good stuff. That's quality comedy, everybody. Good, yeah. Thank you, Jimmy, for the 305 alarm.
You're welcome.
305, sponsored by Miami Lakes Chevrolet, where you walk in as a customer and drive out as family.
Hey, man, I did the ALS challenge.
Oh, you did? Who challenged you?
I don't know. But as the
you
pivot,
did
we did it.
Just did it on your own.
Yeah, they told me I got to let somebody pour this damn water over my head.
Yeah.
This was ridiculous. That's why I was late. I was doing the ALS challenge for Chris Johnson.
I tell you what, that Chris Johnson story is so sad, man. It is like, there's a girl I follow on Instagram who got diagnosed with ALS maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago. And I've watched her decline, you know, and she... You know, understandably, you post on social media because it feels like you're not going through it alone, but you've watched her decline, and it is such a heartbreaking disease, and you're sitting there, you're watching that interview that Chris Johnson did with Michael Strahan, and it's like, it's hard to wrap your head around him just sitting there and being unable to speak, like just a brutal disease.
And I agree with you 100%, but to see one of the best athletes I ever played against not be able to speak because of his nervous system and all that stuff, but when he said to Michael Strahan, my mind is still, like, I'm still myself, I just can't control my body, that is, like, that's a crazy thing to be able to
It's one of
think
the most
about.
Nightmare diseases, because you are literally captive. Your healthy mind, you are captive in a failing body. It is just brutal.
Your body gave up on you, and this man ran a 4.2.
Yeah, I mean, he was one of the
NFL records.
I mean, just one of the best athletes that you'd seen.
That interview got to me.
That
I'm not gonna
rough.
Lie.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Kevin Bacon is 68, and
KB.
Wolfgang Puck is 77.
Kevin Bacon in Apollo 13, that's one of your favorite movies.
Kevin Bacon in Wild Things is also one of my favorite movies.
Kevin Bacon in Blank Man or Invisible Man.
Oh, I know what was it the Invisible Man? I know what you're
Hollow Man.
Hollow Man.
Hollow Man. Hollow Man.
Definitely not Blank Man. Kevin Bacon has an unbelievable discography.
Discography?
Yeah. DVD discs.
I'll tell you, we've talked about this before. I do not think Kevin Bacon's a great actor.
A great actor? No, I don't think he's a great actor.
Why? What
he
keeps
was,
him from being great? He's in
he's just
Footloose.
Okay. He's okay.
But he's got range. Like, he can be in serious stuff. He can be a lead character. He can be the protagonist.
No, he's
he
a very good actor. Very good actor.
He's
actor. I'm having a tough time getting to great.
Yeah. It's like Keanu Reeves is not a great actor.
No. What? No, he's not a great actor. Are you joking?
Shane Falco?
Are you kidding?
Shane Falco.
In other words, here,
Lana.
When I do great actor stuff, think of the Denzel performance in Training Day, right?
Great.
Like, where the performance, you go, think of Tom Hanks in Castaway.
Great.
Like, where you look at the performance and you go, I can't believe how good this actor is at this particular performance. Name me that performance for Kevin Bacon.
Footloose.
He was good, by the way, in Footloose.
Phenomenal.
Very good.
Yeah. But Keanu Reeves, no joke. All the Matrix movies.
But the
he's movie, Keanu Reeves.
The star of the Matrix movies is technology and the theory of it. It's not his acting.
I've never seen him.
I've only seen the first one, and I didn't get it.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
I totally... Is that the one with the blue pill, the black pill?
They have a black pill, because it would have went way different.
But what,
it was blue and red.
They dodge bullets, and they do, like, the limbo to dodge the bullets.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
But even the John Wick stuff, it's just... It's not that impressive.
Right, it's just roles. Like, and I'm not saying he's bad, but you don't ever watch a...
Speed?
Yeah, but in other words, you watch Speed. Wasn't the star of the movie the fact that the bus couldn't stop?
Right, but what are we doing there, Huck? You're just
No, because certain movies, Training Day is just a cop film. The performance by Denzel Washington and Ethan Hawke in it, by the way. Ethan Hawke is excellent in it. But the performance to this day, if you think about great acting performances, Training Day for me, like, jumps to the top of the list because I can't imagine anyone else playing the role the way that he did.
You know, my movie, Pulp Fiction, was based around Samuel L. Jackson and Travolta. And they were it was a camera following them around. Speed is not like that. It's the bus that won't stop.
Point Break.
He was very good in Point Break. I will give you that.
No, he was.
Gary Busey was excellent as his partner. And Patrick Swayze, the late Patrick Swayze, was excellent as well. Great movie. But no, they were not acting performances that you talk about.
I just love The Replacements. When he's Shane Falco, to me, that's
a great movie.
Top of the line acting.
Mount Rushmore of sports movies of all time.
I Will Survive.
Yeah. I've never seen it.
Which what?
I've seen The Replacements.
The Replacements. No.
That rips grits before he kicks the field goal.
I love that dude, man.
I've never seen that movie.
Well, add that to your list. I mean, you're a sports host.
Yeah.
Like, you got to watch that. Yeah,
but I've never seen Blue Chips. I've never seen Hoosiers. I've never seen what's the one with
Benchwarmers.
Benchwarmers, but I've never seen what's the one with like Jamie Foxx and Al Pacino?
Oh, Any Given Sunday.
Any Given Sunday. I've never seen that.
You haven't seen Any Given Sunday?
I have not.
Can you stop watching The Office with commercials and watch an effing sports movie, please?
Watch
just
some
one
good stuff. You got to watch Blue Chips with Anthony Hardaway and Shaq.
I will.
That's
watch
a great movie.
The Replacements and Blue Chips. When you watch every movie in the Rocky series,
not doing it. Let's move on.
All right, let's do headlines because Josh Chappelle is going to join us. I want to have enough time with him. He's a huge Marlins fan. I want to talk to him about the fighting fish. Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia in Miami at a Domino's game. You'll always find your abuelito. And when you want a low price, you save with your pricito. Save now with your pricito at Doral Kia.
The Marlins, they've won 50 games. It's only the fourth time that they've done it in franchise history prior to the All-Star break. Walk off yesterday at home. And this is cool. I saw Kyle Seeloff tweet this, that tickets throughout this entire Mariners series, so there's still two more games left in the series, you can get them for as low as $5, and the proceeds are going to help, or part of the proceeds, I would imagine, are going to help the victims in Venezuela right now that are going through it.
You were talking earlier, because there's no World Cup tonight. You're like, what are we going to do tonight? Watch the Marlins tonight.
Yeah.
Go to the Marlins if you can. They've earned fan support.
I'm in Philly.
You see, by the way, that the Hard Rock Bet app has added roulette.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
Step up to the plate with MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
It's gone!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game. Plus live minor league action and even game day 3D, the ultimate second screen experience. It's all here on MLB Plus for just $5.99 per month.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com. An Autodesk company.
Don't do that to me.
Well, the reason I told you is because you're in Philly, because you can't play in Pennsylvania. I don't think.
I will be back at 9:47 tonight.
I saw Andy Slater tweeted out as I was driving to Miami today, and I considered pulling over on the shoulder to play roulette. And then I said to myself, oh, why the hell do I have to pull over? I'll just play while I drive. I'm on Twitter while I'm driving on 95. I might as well play roulette.
Oh, throw something on 11 for me, brother. Oh,
man.
Of all the things happening on 95, that's probably one of the safer things. Yeah, because I remember one time you were up in the Shore and you found out one of those
the actual casinos, because right. You know, gambling is so legal up in New Jersey because of Atlantic City. I was able to play roulette with a live dealer. You know, the Hard Rock Bet app, let you in on the secret, that you cannot have digital table games. They have slots on the app and they have roulette now. It's based on past auto racing results. So you are not really playing roulette where a ball is going around. You are playing a random number generator that is based off race results.
Car racing?
Yeah. Which I don't know how to explain it, but it's a loophole, if you will. But even if you go like to the, if you go to the roulette
11.
Game, if you, if you go to the roulette game, you can click on see the race. Like you can see what you've actually, like, but it's all, everything's assigned a number. When you're playing it, you would never know. But up in Jersey, I was playing roulette with a live dealer who was spinning the ball. You know what I mean? Like, there were cameras. It was a studio. It wasn't at the casino. It was just, imagine like the radio studio with 12 different studios here. Imagine a big facility that has 20 live roulette games going on, 20 live blackjack games going on, and just on video for apps. And the casinos license it out. And I was sitting there at coffee shops, you know, eating an avocado toast, playing live roulette. And I'm getting aroused just thinking about it.
I'm getting aroused.
And I don't know if it's the roulette or the avocado toast that's doing it.
Hey. Would you guys like a little Miami Dolphins note?
Sure.
We've been so LeBron and Giannis and Marlins focused, World Cup focused. You mentioned it the other day that we were just a couple weeks out from the Hall of Fame game.
1 month from yesterday.
Well, the Miami Dolphins have released their training camp dates for fans to go out there. August 2nd.
Wow.
Back together weekend.
That's less than a month away.
Less than a month away for Dolphins training camp. I saw Joe Rose talking today. There was a video that was posted on our social media. Can the Dolphins win 10 games?
No.
What?
Hell no.
10
Listen,
games?
Listen,
how many years?
It was Omar Kelly that said they have a 10-win roster or
what?
Something like that. It's crazy. I don't know what they're talking about.
I mean, I'm optimistic guy always. There's no way. There's just no way.
They say that Malik Willis throws for 2,500, runs for 600.
It's not impossible.
10 wins?
I'm not going to argue that Christ. They can do it. I'm just saying it's not impossible. I think back to the Commanders a couple seasons ago. They had a rookie quarterback coming in that now we think of them as like a potential all-star or pro bowler in this league. But nobody really thought anything coming out of the draft in terms of immediate impact. And the Commanders were picked to finish last in their division that year and just be an afterthought. And they were in the NFC title game. So yeah. I'm not suggesting the Dolphins are going to be in the AFC title game. I'm not suggesting they're going to be a playoff team or win 10 games. I'm just saying weird things happen in the NFL. It's more random than it is in any other sport. And it's not impossible for the Miami Dolphins this year to compete.
Solana, they weren't $150 million in dead money.
I mean, they're trying to compete on an unlevel playing field. Like when you're... You ever watch those shows on like HGTV and it's like, hey, you have $50,000 to renovate this room. Well, imagine one team gets $50,000 to renovate the room and you get $40.
Right, but now give that team with $40 Devon Achane.
I love Devon Achane. There's only so much I can do with that $40 in Devon Achane.
They're going to work the hell out of that young man.
I don't think they'll be as bad as everybody's saying they will be. 3 wins, 4 wins. I think they'll hit 5 or 6, 7 wins this upcoming season. I really do.
I don't see how.
I see five. I see five and 12.
They're markedly worse than last season. Markedly worse.
We said the exact same thing going into 2019, was it? 2018, 2019, Flo's first year. The Dolphins are accused of harming their players by putting out a non-competitive roster. You have somebody on ESPN, I forget who it was, suggesting that players should sue the Miami Dolphins because of it and that the NFL should come down to the Dolphins for tanking, and they rattle off 5 wins in a season nobody thought that they could. So,
Five.
Yeah.
This team's worse.
Your monologue ended in 5 and 12.
Right.
I was rolling, though.
Yeah,
for a second.
It seemed like all of a sudden they had 11 wins and were a playoff team.
Marlins tonight, by the way, is at 6:40 p.m. versus the Mariners. Nothing really doing on the LeBron front other than the report I read to you in the last hour. Crowder, Philly, Miami, Cleveland are the three teams that Shams Charania is saying feel like the leaders in the clubhouse right now. You're up in Philly. I don't know if anybody is feeling the LeBron hype up there.
He's not in Philly.
I flew into Philly, and then I drove out to Mount Laurel.
He just said.
But he said it at the NFL studios. That's in Jersey.
He's in Mount Laurel, Jersey, but it's right on the border. So I flew into Philly, and then, yeah. So when I go back to the airport, I'll be back in Philly.
How close are you to Greenwich, Connecticut? Never mind. All right, guys. Your weather in South Florida right now.
Greenwich.
It's 90 degrees. It's hot. It's humid. It's sticky outside. Tonight, the lows will be in the upper 70s. That weather report is brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting, helping keep your home and family safe. When the storms roll in, visit tornadoroofing.com for your free roof and window estimate.
Jimmy, had you heard of Virgil van Dijk?
No.
You had not heard of him, and he watches more sports than anyone.
Hawk, Jimmy doesn't watch soccer. I do watch soccer.
I disagree with that.
Yeah, Jimmy, unfortunately, I hate to break it to everybody because Jimmy likes to pretend and portray.
I am not pretending.
As this big soccer fan, but Jimmy does not
You
watch
think
soccer.
Josh Appel will know Virgil van Dijk?
1,000,000,000%.
You think Chris Whittingham will have ever heard of him in the 4 o'clock hour?
I dare you to tell Witty that you don't think Virgil van Dijk is a top 50 athlete in the world in popularity. See his reaction.
Dare me twice. I dare you to dare me again. All right, Josh Appel is going to join us in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
I'm not a football guy, you know that, but I read Bill Walsh's book. Do you remember? You know the book?
I can't read, coach.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShares got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WE-SHARE. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
Josh Appel, he's an NFL play-by-play announcer for Sports USA. He's going to be on the call for some preseason games very soon. going to be preseason football before you know it. Hall of Fame game less than a month away. He obviously fills in for us at times when I'm on vacation or Crowder or Solana's on vacation. He's a huge Marlins fan. He is a huge Panthers fan. He's a soccer broadcaster. He's got the Bay FC Racing Louisville game Friday night. That's NWSL. Check your local listings. And he's with us now. Hello, Josh.
Hello.
Did a great job filling in at times while I was on vacation. I appreciate you very much.
Yes. Great job at times.
No, a great because you didn't fill in every show. So, right, like, right. I told Zach Gelb, like, he did a great job at times. You did a great job at times.
Specific to the show that I filled in on, I would agree with the assessment that it was good at times. Other times, yeah.
Well, that's pretty much every show that we do.
I enjoyed it.
Can't bet 1,000. Nobody bets 1,000. There's something look about these Marlins, Josh. There's something about these Marlins. I mean, come on. What do you think? Is this like some sort of aberration, or this is real?
I think this is real. I think we have a long enough sample size from the second half of last year through this point this year with largely the same team to say this is who they are. The math whiz, the analytics, their plan, this is what it should look like. And they're putting themselves in a position here to be buyers at the deadline and add to this team. Whether that's a starting pitcher, a reliever, or another bat, that remains to be seen. If Jacob Marcy, who had the walk-off hit last night, if he starts to get it together a little bit, I'm not even sure they need to add a bat. I think you go the rotation or you go with an extra high-leverage bullpen arm. MLB.com had an article. I sent this to Hawk earlier. They put this out yesterday, and they just had a couple of key numbers that really puts into perspective this turnaround this season. Through the end of May, the Marlins' team ERA was 4.38, which was 21st in the league. June and July, I know we've only been a week in July so far, but a 3.53 ERA. That's second best in baseball. The lineup, through the end of May, a 6.93 OPS, 22nd in the league. June and July, an 8.33 OPS. That's second best in the league. And it coincides with Kyle Stowers getting hot. Otto Lopez and Xavier Edwards continuing their streak. Liam Hicks coming back from injury, not missing a beat. But Joe Mack, man, whoa, whack.
Ah, I was glad you didn't say it for Liam Hicks, but he couldn't help himself when it came to Joe Mack.
Weehm was hurt, so he had to earn the W's back, which he did last night, three hits.
He did, man. That Joe Mack, by the way, is
that's what
special. Like, that guy guns down everyone.
Hawk, because we talked to Stroman yesterday, and he was saying, like, I kind of put him on the, you know, what's the difference? May 31st to now, when they went crazy, 7-3 on the road in the last, like, what's the difference? He said it was Joe Mack. He said having having a catcher that can gun people at the base and hit, he was like, that's the difference on this team. Do you agree?
I mean, it's hard not to point in that direction because, you know, just the idea that it was basically an automatic stolen base whenever somebody got on who was capable of stealing when Augustin Ramirez was back there. Augustine's down in AAA now. I mean, the fielding run value that they have gotten, that's a statistic, going from Augustin Ramirez back there to Joe Mack is unbelievable. Joe Mack is already leading the league in caught stealing and throwing guys out because he had another one last night. The guy is unbelievable. I'm not going to fully say that it reminds me of when the Marlins brought in Pudge in 03 and that kind of kickstarted a lot in that run, but hard not to draw the parallels. I mean, that position is one of the most important on the field, and he's hitting at the bottom of the lineup. He's giving them some pop there, but man, what he is giving them defensively behind the plate. Huge moment in last night's game against the Mariners. Bases loaded. They need to get out of this. Ground ball to first. Kyle Stowers is a little indecisive. It's a new position for him. He's been relatively good over there. Thought about maybe going to first base, getting the out, and allowing the run to score. Last second, throws a short hop, one hopper to the plate. Joe Mack picks it like it's nothing to get the out at the plate. I mean, the guy is unbelievable back there, mature beyond his years, and it's been a revelation for them.
I think my favorite stat about this Marlins team forget just the fact that it's from June till now, they're the best team in baseball. But I read a couple days ago on ESPN that the Marlins' third highest paid player on their roster currently is Giancarlo Stanton, who hasn't played for the team since 2017.
That's amazing.
Is that a testament, Appel, to what we were all hoping would be true when Peter Bendix was brought in here to lead this team from Tampa, that that can be replicated, and not only replicated, but it could succeed in the modern era where you have players or teams like the Dodgers who just have infinite money?
Right. Well, the Dodgers have the benefit of all of the money you could possibly have to pay anybody and everybody, and also the original executive from the Rays, Andrew Friedman, who's now running the baseball ops department in LA. So they've got the best of both worlds. But you look at what Tampa Bay is doing, you look at what Milwaukee is doing this year. Tampa Bay is first in the AL East, 53-36. The Milwaukee Brewers are 58-33. And it's the same type of model that both those teams use, obviously. Milwaukee is not going to outslug a lot of teams. They're going to do everything right defensively. They're going to run the bases well. They're going to give you pesky at-bats, and it's going to make it really difficult on you. The Rays, they do the same thing. I'm trying to find this tweet from last night because there was a similar nugget, if you will, of the Marlins' payroll against a team like the Dodgers, but the Rays' payroll against the team like the Yankees, where they used two pitchers last night or the night before that started the season as relievers. They were cast-offs from the previous organization, and they're striking out like 20 Yankee hitters over the last two games in that series. And maybe when it comes to the postseason, that's when those big names, that's when they become the difference makers. Like Milwaukee every year does this, where they win 90, 95 games, they win the Central, or they get in the playoffs, and then they don't have the big boppers there, and they kind of go quiet in the postseason. Baby steps, though, here, because this is the vision that Peter Bendix sold everybody on. Hey, eventually we want to invest in this payroll. They've invested in other areas, as has been well publicized, whether that's in their minor league academies or just in the facility in Jupiter in general. But this was the vision, something that is sustainable and fun to watch. And I think so far, the back half of last year and what we've seen so far this year, I think they've checked those two boxes.
It has been fun to watch. Like, you cannot argue that. It has been fun to watch. Have you ever heard of Virgil van Dijk?
Of course.
All right.
Who's that?
Solana says top what?
I said he's one of the most famous athletes in the world.
And I said he wouldn't crack the top 50.
This is a United States and a world situation here.
Sure.
Because I think Solana might be right, like, worldwide. Especially if you were, like, the reason I know him, I mean, I wasn't the biggest soccer guy in the world until the last handful of years, till my professional years, maybe in college. But I grew up playing FIFA. I know Virgil van Dijk from playing FIFA for so long.
Oh,
so
I bet that's how DJ knows him. Because when we were having the conversation in the last segment, my son texted me, VVD is one of my top five. I had never heard of Virgil van Dijk. He's got a nickname for him, but I bet because they play FIFA all the time.
I mean, perhaps, but like, just to give you an example, Virgil van Dijk has more Instagram followers than Tom Brady.
I don't
Instagram.
Believe that.
Instagram.
I don't believe that.
What does Facebook look like?
Is Kevin Bacon a great actor? He's 68 today, by the way. Virgil van Dijk is 35 today.
I think Kevin Bacon is a Hall of Very good actor.
He's good.
Yeah, good actor.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Solana says he's a great actor.
Hall of Very good.
Hall of Very good.
I'll accept that. I like that.
Yeah. Where were you? I know you're much younger than me. Where were you 16 years ago today when LeBron made the decision?
It's funny. I was just talking about this with somebody on the golf course a few days ago. I remember I was working at a summer camp at the time. I was a counselor, young counselor, still in high school. And the decision was going on. A lot of the counselor, older counselors at the camp worked for the Heat, like on the Hoop Troop, Extreme Team, whatever you want to call them. And that night of the decision, I remember I was in the bathroom taking care of business with the door open so I could hear the TV as LeBron announced it.
That's so funny. I'm guessing you were going to watch the show, but then it dragged on so long that you couldn't stop. You just couldn't you had to go to the bathroom.
Them guts went wrong.
Jim Gray would not shut up. Respectfully, great broadcaster, Jim Gray. But, like, come on, just get to the point.
But I obviously they were told, right, that this has to be a half-hour special. Don't say it at the beginning. And
correct. Yeah. And, look, great, great thing for the Boys and Girls Club. Amazing charity work
just cut
that night.
Next.
just get to the point, man.
Yeah. Where were you, Crowder? Where'd you watch The Decision? You remember?
Ooh. I think I was at home.
Tootsies?
No, I was at the house and I turned it on and I think I was like barbecuing or cooking and then I got back in. LeBron had that little plaid shirt on.
Yeah.
Real weird situation. And I was like, oh, he's coming down here. And then it hit me 10 seconds later. Like, damn, we're about to get LeBron James.
It's funny how we were so adamant earlier in the show. Like, that's one of those moments where you remember exactly where
we were
everybody.
Saying that there's no one in South Florida who does not remember exactly where they were doing.
Crowder has no idea where he was.
I was like, I don't know. Maybe grilling something.
I could have been in Costa Rica. Let me look back. I got to look at my pictures.
You really don't remember? Do you remember where you watched the OJ chase?
No,
you don't remember that,
Huck. I don't remember what I ate for dinner last night.
You remember? Were you old enough to watch the OJ chase?
I don't remember. What year was that? 94. I don't think I was born yet.
I was MCing at Cruzan Liquor Stand on Palm Beach Lakes Boulevard in West Palm Beach. I was literally. It was a Friday night. I think it was a Friday night. I was MCing, but we barely could play music. Because everyone was gathered around the TVs. And you remember back then it was like fatbacks, you know, like 18-inch fatbacks.
Fatbacks.
You know, over the bar. Like, you know, like jammed in for no particular rhyme or reason. Like, it didn't look great. It was just, I think we can fit a TV up there. And but, like, anyone my age remembers exactly where they were for the OJ chase.
June 17, 1994. I was 16 days old.
Jimmy, where were you? You're my age.
I was in Kendall.
I was 11. I was probably in Atlanta somewhere. I don't know. Yeah,
That's
remember.
Funny. So you don't remember watching that?
Nope.
That's crazy to me. That's like one of those seminal moments. Do you know the NHL season? I'm just going through a bunch of stuff that we've talked about with Appel. Do you know the NHL season is 84 games this coming season?
I do, but listening to you guys, I think it was yesterday, mentioned this, I had forgotten.
Yeah.
I remember because there was a big thing at the end of the season where Paul Maurice was talking about, all right, we'll come, we'll do training camp. Sorry, it was the beginning of last season. We'll do training camp like we're going to do it next season, so the guys are kind of used to what the schedule is going to be like. So I do remember it back then. Those two extra games could be pretty important. You never know.
You never know. I mean, how many times, back in the day, we would talk about games in hand. We would have loved two extra games. But
two
really,
extra games?
Honestly, like, wasn't there a Heat team that missed the playoffs by one game?
Yeah. In 2017, they lost to Milwaukee Bucks. Chris Middleton hit a dagger, and Miami ends up losing out on the missing the postseason by literally one game. Or 2018, that was a 31-11 season.
Yeah, two games is going to be really at the end. It's probably going to be the difference between a team making it and a team not making it.
That was Waiters James Johnson, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Waiters.
I remember that.
That you remember?
I don't want to remember amazing. That, but I do remember.
Amazing.
That.
He can't remember the OJ chase or the LeBron decision, but he remembers the Dion Waiters James Johnson season, game by game.
I remember listening to one of those last games, fishing in a canal in Davie.
The mind works in mysterious ways.
You know, the OJ conversation, I don't know why I said it like OJ.
I do like when people put emphasis on a syllable that most people don't. I find that to be an endearing trait. What were you going to say about the OJ?
from the OJ
because like even like I find that to be a cool thing to do. Like honestly, if you're ordering breakfast, yeah, you know, pancakes, a coffee, and I'll take a fresh squeezed OJ. Like it's just I don't know why I like to do that, but I think it's a good bit.
I used to do a read at the Walgreens.
There's a great this is not what I was going to say, but there's a great Broadway show that was on Netflix also with Nick Kroll and John Mulaney, and they do that where they do a show on Broadway.
Yeah, I love
every
that.
Every single thing is it's so good. It's so good. You know, I love growing up or not growing up anymore, but I love being in this like technological era where everything is at like our fingertips, but there are some things that I miss and I feel it could be really cool these days. You know, I miss paper tickets to sporting events, to shows, to movies, tickets. You know, just something about it. But I love the idea, like we don't get the experience anymore unless you go to a sports bar of like, oh, there's an electronic store right there and there's TVs in the window. Let's everybody huddle up and watch in the window or watch it a little thing because we've got it all at our fingertips on our phones. I miss that communal experience.
Yes. That's how I had to watch the LeBron decision at the Rainforest Cafe on the Atlantic City boardwalk with no sound on with a whole bunch of people who didn't care about it as much as I did. But it was like nowadays I would be while my kids were playing miniature golf, I'd just be on my phone watching it.
Could you imagine what the windows at Sharper Image looked like that day?
I flew into Philly. I'm flying out of Philly tonight. It happened this morning at 5:38 a.m. If you have a paper ticket, I don't respect you.
Paper tickets for sporting events, man. Paper tickets. If you wanted to give your friend a ticket to the game because you weren't going to use it, you had to go meet him somewhere. Like, you literally would have to drive 45 minutes. Hey, I'll meet you at the Pollo Tropical on 95th. And you can make it the rest of the way. Like, or if you were scalping tickets, you had to go to the arena a couple hours before and then just kind of waltz around with your tickets.
Like, hey. Burger King off Knob Hill.
Yeah. There was no resale market.
This Sylvia that has to find her folded up ticket to get on before me, I just can't stand it. Pull your phone out and use that QR code.
I love the paper airline ticket. Give me that all day long, man. All day long. All right, Josh Appel. We love you, Josh.
Love you guys.
All right. 4 o'clock hour, our friend Chris Whittingham, he may know Virgil van Dijk. He's going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour. He was outraged when I asked him on the text.
Well, of course. Like, I mean, this guy.
Is he more famous than Virgil, the wrestling manager?
No.
Ooh.
Yes.
All right. I was going to tease it for the 4 o'clock hour, the way he reacted, but then he gave it away. All right, 4 o'clock hour is next. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
You're not a cheese guy?
Depends.
On what?
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
People say, I got you, all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually, compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!